This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I would speak to him for myself, not for anyone else. يَقُولُ نَفْسِي نَفْسِي نَفْسِي. But Adam alayhi salam did not leave us, or he will not leave us, because we're going to be part of that, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. He will not leave us like this, alayhi salam. But he will say, اذهبوا إلى غيري. Go find someone else. Now look at the humbleness of Adam. He's saying, I'm not up to that status that I can go and talk to Allah, because I'm a sinner. I commit a sin. I disobeyed him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But go and find someone who is more righteous than I. يقول اذهبوا إلى نوح. Go to Nuh. And keep in mind, we were all moved towards Nuh alayhi salam. All of us. قال فيقولون يا نوح إنك أنت أول الرسل. يا نوح, you are the first of the messengers of Allah. Wallahi, no PhDs. I'm a doctor of this, I'm a doctor of that. This is my family status. This is who I am. No. Today, they would not say, Ya Nuh, you had PhD in this and that. But they say, Anta awwal rusul. The highest that you can ask, that you achieve, is you are the first messenger to all mankind. First messenger. Qal. And when they will say, وَقَدْ سَمَّاكَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, as the beginning of Surah Al-Isra. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He say, and you, Allah named you a grateful slave. A grateful slave. You receive that. Allah gave you that title. قَالُوا اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Go on into see and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what are they asking for? To forgive them? La wallahi. At that particular time, what they asking for is for Allah just to judge amongst them. To the people, another narration, to the point that certain people will say, we don't care where we go. We even, inshallah, in Jahannam, just let us be removed from this area, because they don't know the heat of Jahannam. So they would think that the heat of the sun is worse than anywhere else they can be. So they say, we don't care. So go and ask Allah to judge amongst us. قال, they said, they قالوا, they will say, أَلَا تَرَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ أَلَا تَرَى مَا قَدْ بَلَغَنَا. He say, أَلَا تَرَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Don't you see what is happening to us? فيقول النوح والسي إن ربي عز وجل, my Lord عز وجل, غضب غض. Today he is angry to a point that he will never be angry. He was never to this point, and he will never be angry at this point ever again. And he will say to them, وإنه قد كانت لي دعوة. And he had one دعوة, because every prophet, Allah would give him one da'wah that is not rejected. The du'a are answered. But there's this special package. And they said, this is for you. Utilize it in any way that you see it fit. This your du'a. If you want to save your ummah, if you want to destroy your ummah, if you want to make du'a against certain people, you just use that card. يقول نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام وأنه قد كانت لي دعوة دعوتها على قومي نفسي نفسي. And I use my dua against my people. Myself, myself, myself. اذهبوا إلى غيري. Go and find someone else. I'm not the man that you're looking for. I cannot help you. Go and find someone else. اذهبوا إلى إبراهيم. Go to Ibrahim. And Ibrahim is also one of the messengers of Allah. And the people were all of us, we will move together and we will be shifted and we will be stationed in front of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now you see this man alayhi salam, who is not too tall, who is not too short, who has thick beard, light skin, thick eyebrows, white shoulders, alayhi salam, very, very pleasing or good looking. And this is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of us will stand in front of this man alayhi salam, and we will say, Ya Ibrahim, Anta Nabiyullah. You are the Prophet of Allah. Wa khaliluhu min ahli al-ard. Ana khalil. You know, there's a sahib, a companion. There's a sadiq, a friend, friendship. There's a muhib, the one that you love. And there is khalil, the one that is so close to your heart. Ibrahim was the khalil al-Rahman. Ibrahim was the man that Allah had chosen from the people of earth. So they said, وَأَنْتَ خَلِيلُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Now, you go. Go. Intercede for us. أَلَا تَرَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Don't you see our condition? And Ibrahim would also say about Allah what all other two prophets, or two prophets said about Allah in terms of anger. And he said, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, and I lied, he said. I lied three times. He lied, alayhi salam, Ibrahim Khalil al-Rahman, three times. Once, when قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون قالوا أنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألهم إن كانوا ينطقون. They said, who did this to our gods? They said, we heard about a young man who was mentioning them. They said, bring him and let the people witness what he did. Ibrahim, did you do this to our alihat, our gods? He say, well, the biggest of all did it. Why don't you ask them if they can speak? That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, even though he was trying to show them a lesson, that these idols, these gods that you claim that they can benefit or harm, they don't benefit, they can't even speak. To show them that they are nothing but what your own hand made. He said, ask him. He did it. Ask him. He considered that a lie. Allahu Akbar. And look at the lies that we give day and night. Colorful. Or is this white lie? You know, this is gray. This is really serious lie. You know, colorful lies. And Ibrahim is saying, no, that was a lie. And the next other incident, when Namrud, in Sahih al-Riwayah, when Namrud took his wife, Sarah, and she was the most beautiful woman of her time, and Ibrahim said, listen, these people are coming to take you. And they will ask you, are you married or who is this man? Tell them he is my brother. Because if you tell them I'm your husband, they will kill me. Was that Allah, ya ikhwati fillah? La. Because my wife is my sister in Islam. My sister in humanity. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he considered that as a lie. What was the third, ya ikhwati fillah? Who can remember the third? Yes. Naam. As Allah, the brother is saying, when the people ask him to join their festival, and he said, Inni saqim. Fatawalla anhum mudbirin. Faragha ila alihatim. Faqala ala ta'kulun. Qala inni saqim. I'm sick. I'm ill. And he truly was truly sick because it wasn't physical illness, but he was sick of what they're doing. They're worshipping other than Allah and they're saying this is a true God. Qala inni saqim. I'm sick of what you're doing. They said this, he said, I lied 3 times. He said, go to someone else. Qala nafsi nafsi, idhhabu ila Musa. Idhhabu, go to Musa. And the people will come to Musa. And they will say, yaquluna ya Musa. Now look at the list of what they would mention about Musa alayhi salam. Qalu ya Musa, anta rasulullah. Allah, you the messenger of Allah. وَفَضَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِرِسَالَاتِ وَبِكَلَامِهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And Allah chose you to carry His mission to talk to the people. اِشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ. Ask Allah or intercede on our behalf. فَيَقُولُ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. After he mentions the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَقُولُ وَإِنِّي, and I, قَتَلْتُ نَفْسًا لَمْ أُؤْمَرْ بِقَتْلِهَا. I killed a soul, innocent soul, that I was not giving the order to kill it. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ. فَمَذَا فَعَلْ فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Musa, when the two men were fighting, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَى حِينَ غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَانِ يَقْتَتُلَانِ. هَذَا مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ عَلَى مِنْ شِعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. When they came and the two men, one of them was from Bani Israel and one from Fara'ina. And the man from the people of Musa came to seek the help and the shelter, help and assistance of Musa. What did Musa do instead of solving the problem? قَالَ فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى. He punched him, فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, and the man died. He didn't intend to kill the man. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a very strong young man at that time. And he said, and I killed nafs that I was not ordered to kill. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. اذهبوا إلى غيري. Go find someone else. And then he said, and then all of us, he said, اذهبوا إلى عيسى. Go to عيسى. And all of us will be shifting, we'll be moving to عيسى. And عيسى will say exactly the same thing about Allah, except that عيسى عليه salatu والسلام will not mention anything that he committed. But he will say, I am not the man, move on to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they will come to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The mushrikeen who used to make fun of رسول الله, the kuffar who made movies about the Prophet of Allah, those who lied about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who call him names, sahir, magician, kahin, fortune teller, you know, a poet, sha'ir, all of them will come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَقُولُونَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ أنت خاتم الأنبياء. Now, بعدما وقع الفأس في الرأس. Now, you acknowledge that he is the seal of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. أنت خاتم, أنت رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء. وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. اشفع لنا إلى ربك. اشفع لنا إلى رب. فيقول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, after they said, ألا ترى ما نحن فيه؟ يقول فانطلق, and he will go under the throne of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فأقع ساجدا لرب. And I will go and I will prostrate for my Lord سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل. فيفتح الله علي من محامله وحسن ثنائه عليه شيئا لم يفتحه على أحد قبلي. He said, Allah will teach me of His praises that was never taught to anyone else before me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, ثم يقال يا محمد الله وسيت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ارفع راسك, raise your head يا محمد, سل تعطى, ask and you will be given, واشفع تشفع and intercede and your intercession will be accepted, فارفع راسي, then I will raise my head, يقول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, فأقول يا رب أمتي أمتي, سبحان الله, يا رب أمتي أمتي, فيقال يا محمد أدخل من أمتك من لا حساب عليه من باب الأيمن من أبواب الجنة. يا محمد, take those of your ummah who has no reckoning, no hisab, and let them enter paradise from the right gate. قال وهم شركاء الناس فيما سوى ذلك من الأبواب. And they also are shareholders or partners with the people. Like everyone else, they will enter from the rest of the doors. ثُمَّ قَالْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ الْمَصْرَعَيْنِ وَمَصَارِعَيْنِ مِنْ مَصَارِعِ الْجَنَّةِ كَمَا بَيْنَ مَكَّةِ وَحَمِيرَ كَمَا بَيْنَ مَكَّةِ وَبَصْرَ. And they say, Wallahi, the distance between the ends of the gates of Jannah is like the distance between Mecca and Himyar or Basra. So this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I am the son of Adam. I am the son of Adam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give the shafa'a to all mankind. And there are 8 different levels of shafa'a, and we only will not talk about them. But inshallah, as you know, some of the shafa'a, shafa'a of Hisab, some of the shafa'a for his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other shafa'a for one person, one kafir, and that is Abu Talib. And this is for Allah to remove him from the worst places of Jannah to the lightest place in Jahannam, to the lightest place in Jahannam. And also different shafa'a, is a shafa'a of increasing, of elevating the level of certain mu'min to higher level. So many different shafa'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will use or utilize on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So this is what I would have to say, inshaAllah, for the part of Aqeedah. And then inshaAllah, we'll give you 5 minutes question and answer. And then we will go for one more session and we will continue from there, bi-idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, ya. نهر الحياة يقول أو حياة شك مالك. For another narration يقول الفردوس. الفردوس usually all the rivers are originated from الفردوس الأعلى, and then they go to the rest of the جنان. If it's Firdaus, then it will be there, but it will be only a certain part of the river. They will not be thrown into the river itself. They will be at the banks of the river, at the edge of the river. No. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن الآخرون الأولون. On the day of يوم القيامة, not only in this, but on the day of يوم القيامة, we will be first to be judged and deal with their حساب. And of course, as you know, the first category of people who enter paradise are the فقراء المهاجرين, to the point that they were shocked, the gatekeepers of Jannah, and they say, you already done? And your حساب was that quick? غير أن أهل الأموال أهل الدثور, the people of wealth, مؤمنين الصالحين, they will come 500 years قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم قالوا فأت به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون قالوا أنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألهم إن كانوا ينطقون. They said, who did this to our gods? They said, we heard about a young man who's mentioning them. They said, bring him and let the people witness what he did. Ibrahim, did you do this to our alihat, our gods? He said, well, the biggest of all did it. Why don't you ask them if they can speak? That Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, even though he was trying to show them a lesson, that these idols, these gods that you claim that they can benefit or harm, they don't benefit, they can't even speak. To show them that they are nothing but what your own hand made. He said, ask him, he did it, ask him. He considered that a lie. Allahu Akbar. And look at the lies that we give day and night. Colorful. Or is this white lie? You know, this is gray, this is really serious lie. You know, colorful lies. And Ibrahim is saying, no, that was a lie. And the next other incident, when Namrud, in Sahati al-Riwayah, when Namrud took his wife, Sarah, and she was the most beautiful woman of her time, and Ibrahim said, listen, these people are coming to take you. And they will ask you, are you married or who is this man? Tell them he is my brother. Because if you tell them I'm your husband, they will kill me. Was that Allah, ya ikhwati fillah? La. Because my wife is my sister in Islam. My sister in humanity. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he considered that as a lie. What was the third, ya ikhwati fillah? Who can remember the third? Yes. Naam. As Allah, the brother is saying, when the people ask him to join their festival, and he said, إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ قَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ I'm sick, I'm ill. And he truly was truly sick because it wasn't physical illness, but he was sick of what they're doing. They're worshipping other than Allah and they're saying this is a true God. قَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمًا sick of what you're doing. They said this, he said, I lied three times. He said, go to someone else. قَالَ نَفْسِي نَفْسِي اِذْهَبُوا إِلَى مُوسَى اِذْهَبُوا go to Musa. And the people will come to Musa. And they will say, يَقُولُونَ يَا مُوسَى Now look at the list of what they would mention about Musa alayhi salam. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Allah, you the messenger of Allah. وَفَضَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِرِسَالَاتِ وَبِكَلَامِهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ And Allah chose you to carry His mission to talk to the people. اِشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ Ask Allah or intercede on our behalf. فَيَقُولُ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ After he mentions the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يقول وإني and I قتلت نفسا لم أؤمر بقتلها. I killed a soul, innocent soul, that I was not giving the order to kill it. فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته فماذا فعل فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه. Musa, when the two men were fighting, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَى حِينَ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَانِ يَقْتَتُلَانِ هَذَا مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِهِ فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ عَلَى مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ When they came and the two men, one of them was from Bani Israel and one from Fara'ina. And the man from the people of Musa came to seek the help and the shelter, help and assistance of Musa. What did Musa do instead of solving the problem? قَالَ فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى. He punched him, فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, and the man died. He didn't intend to kill the man. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a very strong young man at that time. And he said, and I killed nafs that I was not ordered to kill. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. اذهبوا إلى غيري. Go find someone else. And then he said, and then all of us, he said, اذهبوا إلى عيسى. Go to Isa. And all of us would be shifted and would be moving to Isa. And Isa would say exactly the same thing about Allah, except that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would not mention any sin that he committed. But he would say, I am not the man. Move on to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The mushrikeen who used to make fun of Rasulullah. The kuffar who made movies about the Prophet of Allah. Those who lied about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who call him names, sahir, magician, kahin, fortune teller, you know, a poet, sha'ir, all of them will come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَيَقُولُونَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ أَنْتَ خَاتِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Now, بعدما وقع الفأس في الرأس. Now, you acknowledge that he is the seal of the seal of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. أنت خاتم أمت رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. اشفع لنا إلى ربك. اشفع لنا إلى رب. فيقول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. After they said, ألا ترى ما نحن فيه؟ يقول فانطلق. And he will go under the throne of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فأقع ساجدا لربي. And I will go and I will prostrate for my Lord سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل. فيفتح الله علي من محامله وحسن ثنائه عليه شيئا لم يفتحه على أحد قبلي. He said, Allah will teach me of His praises that was never taught to anyone else before me. And then Allah سبحانه وتعالى will say, ثم يقال يا محمد. Allah will say to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, ارفع راسك. Raise your head يا محمد. سل تعطى. Ask and you will be given. واشفع تشفع and intercede and your intercession would be accepted. فارفع راسي. Then I will raise my head. يقول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, فأقول يا رب أمتي أمتي. سبحان الله. يا رب أمتي أمتي. فيقال يا محمد أدخل من أمتك من لا حساب عليه من باب الأيمن من أبواب الجنة. Ya Muhammad, take those of your ummah who has no reckoning, no hisab, and let them enter paradise from the right gate. قال وهم شركاء الناس فيما سوى ذلك من الأبواب. And they also are shareholders or partners with the people. Like everyone else, they will enter from the rest of the doors. ثم قال والذي نفسي بيده أنما بين المصارعين ومصارعين من مصارع الجنة كما بين مكة وحمير كما بين مكة وبصر. And I say, wallahi, the distance between the ends of the gates of Jannah is like the distance between Mecca and Hamir or Basra. So this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I am the son of Adam. I am the son of Adam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give the shafa'a to all mankind. And there are 8 different levels of shafa'a, and we only will not talk about them, but inshallah, as you know, some of the shafa'a of hisab, some of the shafa'a for his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other shafa'a for one person, one kafir, and that is Abu Talib. And this is for Allah to remove him from the worst places of Jannah to the lightest place in Jahannam, to the lightest place in Jahannam, and also different shafa'is, the shafa'ah of increasing, of elevating the level of certain mu'min to higher level. So many different shafa'ah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will use or utilize on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So this is what I would have to say, inshaAllah, for the part of Aqeedah. And then inshaAllah, I will give you 5 minutes question and answer. And then we will go for one more session and we will continue from there, bi-idnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, ya. نهر الحياء يقول أو حياة شك مالك. For another narration يقول الفردوس. Two. الفردوس usually all the rivers are originated from الفردوس الأعلى and then they go to the rest of the جنان. If it's Firdaus, then it will be there, but it will be only a certain part of the river. They will not be thrown into the river itself. They would be at the banks of the river, at the edge of the river. No. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن الآخرون الأولون. On the day of يوم القيامة, not only in this, but on the day of يوم القيامة, we will be first to be judged and deal with their حساب. And of course, as you know, the first category of people who enter paradise are the فقراء المهاجرين, to the point that they were shocked. The gatekeepers of Jannah, they say, "You already done? And your حساب was that quick?" غير أن أهل الأموال أهل الدثور, the people of wealth, مؤمنين الصالحين, they will come 500 years